If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston, it's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Sue here. So Kendra, of course, the Karen Reed trial has captured everyone's attention, not here in Boston, but nationwide. So we want to talk a little bit about the psychology of it all. Why are we so taken in by it? What does it say about us? So we have Dr. Anne Burgess on the phone. She is a Boston native. She's a researcher and psychiatric clinical nurse specialist. She's also an author. She wrote a book called A Killer by Design, Murderers, Mindhunters, and My Quest to Decipher the Criminal Mind. Good morning, Dr. Burgess.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm all ready to talk about this David and Goliath case you've got.
First off, you know, what is it about certain trials? You know, you think back and, of course, you think about the OJ trial or the Menendez brothers. What is it about certain trials that draw us in? What aspects make us pay attention?
Well, first of all, trials make good mystery, and people love good mystery. But the important thing is how much do people identify with either the victim or the defendant, however you want to call it.
Okay.
And in this case, you've got a lot of things going for a lot of people being interested and being able to identify with it.
Yeah. And do you think that's because there's an alleged police cover-up as well associated with this?
Absolutely.
It is wild. And I want to ask you, too, Dr. Burgess, about the media, the media's role in all of this and how it's possible for a jury to sort of shield themselves, because getting into all of this, and now this is the second go around, how does a jury actually become neutral? Like, how are you a neutral party to this if it's everywhere?
Well, I think it's very hard to be neutral, first of all, mainly because it has such interesting aspects to it. And I think the answer to why is the media so interested is that you have bloggers, you know, very popular bloggers that each have different theories. So not only do you have this trial going on where you can identify with it or not, but you have to hear others. And everybody talks about it. And I think the other important thing is it gives people something to look forward to. Every day there can be a new way of looking at the trial.
I didn't even think of that aspect. It's almost like a soap opera. People
right.
invest the time and then
right.
they just want to stay with it because now they want to know how it all ends.
Right.
That's right.
You're a mom of four. You're from Boston. You're from Newton. You have a background as a psychiatric nurse, but how did you get into the work of actually profiling the criminal mind?
Well, I got invited down to the behavioral science unit down at the FBI Academy. They were tasked with having to do something about the increasing problem of rape among women, and they had nobody that was able to talk about it. So I had written an article, Linda Holmstrom at Boston College, and I had started doing some research and had started publishing. That's how it all started.
That's interesting. Dr. Burgess, I have to ask you about this because I'm such a TV person and I can't believe that you are connected to one of my most fascinating favorite shows to watch, which is Mindhunter. It ran on Netflix for two seasons and the character named Wendy Carr was based on you, which I can't believe I know this. It focused on the FBI's profiling work from the 70s. So were you involved or consulted on the show?
Well, they took all of our material, so obviously they had lots to work with, and people always say, was it accurate? Well, sure, they had the cases, but they didn't. What they weren't accurate on was our background, the three of us. They modeled after Bob Ressler, John Douglas, and, of course, me for Wendy Carr.
What's it like to watch a show that a character is based off you? I mean, as a passive watcher, what does that feel like?
Well, I was interested in did they how accurate were they?
Yeah.
This would be, I certainly knew the material inside and out. And so that was my interest in it and how well she did. Because I used clips from that to show my students to talk about how media puts together these cases.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Burgess. If you'll hang on the line, that would be great. We have so many more questions for you. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.